As I mentioned, we do like every week to bring a prophecy update to show you how news and trends in the world corroborate the centuries-old prophecies that are found in the Bible. And this week, I want to talk about the movement towards mandatory human microchipping. The Mark of the Beast was introduced by the Apostle John when he wrote the Revelation of Jesus Christ in the first century. You know that it's some sort of mark on the hand or forehead by which people living in the future period of time called the tribulation will conduct all commerce. They won't be able to buy or sell anything without that mark. Ours is the generation that has seen the development of the technology to put a chip under your skin or to tattoo you with a kind of invisible ink that can be read from a distance by a scanner. While most people remain opposed to any mandatory chipping or tattooing, and while there are laws on the books against it, less invasive technologies are nonetheless setting the stage for the inevitable future. We've already reported that Senators Schumer and Graham want biometrics as part of immigration reform. This week, more information was made available about exactly what they have in mind. SecureIDNews.com on May 3rd posted a story titled, "Democrats Believe in Biometric Social Security Cards," where we'll see that the word believe is an acrostic. Here's some excerpts from that article. There are varying reports on whether immigration reform will be discussed in Congress in 2010, but if it is addressed, one aspect that will likely be included is a biometric Social Security card for employment verification. Dubbed Biometric Enrollment Locally Stored Information Electronic Verification of Employment, BELIEVE. The card would be required to verify permanent residence when starting a new job. The Democrat-sponsored proposal would have the Social Security Administration issuing biometric cards 18 months after the law is passed. These cards will be fraud-resistant, tamper-resistant, wear-resistant, and I was going to say machine washable, but it says machine readable, Social Security cards containing a photograph and an electronically coded microprocessing chip which possesses a unique biometric identifier for the authorized card bearer. That's what the proposal states. Now, when verifying employment eligibility, the card would be inserted into a reader. The cardholder would present the biometric for matching against the template stored on the card, and it would either match or not match. The proposal doesn't specify which biometric technology would be used with the system. They're not sure if it's going to be a fingerprint or a retinal scan or what. The federal government would be required to use the system as the sole employment verification system within 3 years after enactment, and federal contractors will be required to use the system within 4 years after the date of enactment. Within 5 years, the card would serve as the sole acceptable document to be produced by an employee to an employer for employment verification purposes. Commenting on this story in the Washington Post, columnist Ezra Klein wrote this: "The Democrats' immigration reform proposal is 26 pages long. Pages 8 through 18 are devoted to, quote, ending illegal employment through biometric employment verification. I don't think the Democrats are going to like me calling this a biometric national ID card, as they go to great lengths to say that it is not, but it is a biometric national ID card. It's handed out by the Social Security Administration, and employers are required to check it when hiring new employees. Essentially, if you want to participate in the American economy, you will need this card." So we're trending towards national ID. So are most other countries in the world. At some point, you won't be able to work or conduct business without an ID like this. All of it involves some sort of biometric technology. Eventually, it makes sense to replace the chipped cards by putting those chips in you or on you. This is just the kind of thing thought impossible until very recently, but predicted by the Bible over 2,000 years ago, and I think you can see how it's going to happen. Now, I remind you that although we follow the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, we are not waiting for any prophecy to be fulfilled. Jesus promised to return, to resurrect and rapture the church as an imminent event, and by that we mean the certainty that he may come at any moment and the fact that no prophesied event stands between us as believers and that hour. Nothing needs to be fulfilled before the Lord can return for us. We are only waiting for him, and his coming is always imminent. Get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, ready or not, Jesus is coming.